listener. It's Zach Harper, Amin Alhassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watched the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertained. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. Now, for those of you in that portion of Earth that's freezing right now with no signs of change, I brought a bit of advice. Yes, you're trapped in a frozen hellscape, but there's no reason you can't zhuzh it up. The other night, I was feeling down from all this cold weather, and then I thought, hey, framing device, make your own fun. So I raced outside, scrambled up a nearby fjord, caused a towering crystalline fortress to burst from the ground, and for the coup de grace, I crafted the most gorgeous flowing ball gown out of icy particles of water in the air. I wasn't even going anywhere. Literally an ice dress just to wear around the house. Why not? So, you know, do that. And sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnold Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and 11 months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded in many different taverns around Hog's Face, but currently in the Wanderlost, our tavern that has legs, you know, as they do sometimes, heading towards Nibble Bottom. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Bing bong. Sorry, Arnie, I was just staring at the tavern's legs. Look at those getaway sticks.
I know. You kind of have to really stick your head out of this window to fully see those legs, but they're really moving. They go all the way up, if you know what I mean.
All the way up. I never realized at night that the tavern legs wore stockings.
Where else would they go?
Yeah, that's a fair point, but I guess these ones go all the way up. I guess our legs go all the way up. Mine go all the way up to my assholes, but
yeah,
I guess that is the norm.
That's interesting, because I think of my legs going all the way down to the ground.
Yeah, I guess it's just how you feel about legs. Arnie, what about yours?
I don't know. They're there. I try not to check in with them too often. They work. I make sure they work. You know, sometimes they fall asleep a lot. I don't mind saying my circulation could be better. But speaking of legs, Chunt, you mentioned the Wanderlost is wearing night stockings. I guess I never spent enough time looking outside of the tavern. Is it wearing other leg accessories or shoes at different times?
I'm not sure. Yeah, they look like silk stockings right now.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah, I'm sure there's times where maybe if it's out with another tavern and they're having a good time, it might be something else. But yeah, I'm just noticing this too. Now, Arnie, I wanted to ask you, in the intro, it sounded like you called yourself Arnold.
Yes. You know, I recently had a birthday, and I've decided to start calling myself Arnold. And, you know, look, as you get older, you stop forgetting things. You know, it's harder to remember things week to week. That said, I have been calling myself that for a few weeks now, and every time you ask me anew. So, honestly, I think you might be the one that's sundowning.
Oh, that's fair.
Finally, it's not me. Also, I wanted to ask, didn't you say that Silk Stockings was one of your favorite USA television programs?
Well, all I've got to say is, when I think of Silk Stockings, I think about staying up all night.
Okay.
Only old perverts like me will know what I'm talking about.
Hey, some of us young perverts might like something you're talking about.
Sure. Oh, and I am also joined by my other co-host, Usidor the Wizard.
I am Usidor, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The Elves know me as Fearingalk, the Dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges, and I am known throughout the Northeast as Gasmoenius Maestar, and I am a wily young 350 years old, ready for all sorts of perversions you can't even imagine.
Have you ever thought about going with a different mainline first name now that you're getting older instead of Usidor being like your forward-facing name?
Ooh. I suppose I could be Zonanin if you want me to. If you guys want to try that on, how does that feel?
I'm likely to forget that every week.
Hey, Zonanin. Hey, Big Z. Yes.
Big Zo. Z.
Big Zo.
I like that.
I mean, it is intimidating. Don't mess with the Zonanin.
Ernie, get that smug little smirk on your face again.
Middle-aged perverts are loving that one.
Ernie, you said Arnold, which makes me think, I don't know if we've ever asked you, are there any famous Arnolds on Earth? Besides present, company excluded, of course.
Well, let's see. There are some famous Arnies. Of course, there's Arnie Duncan, who I believe was in charge of agriculture.
Whoa, so famous you have to stop and say, I believe.
I tried to sound smart, and I immediately messed it up. Well, there is the very famous Arnold Palmer, who is an inventor of a fancy drink that was half lemonade, half iced tea. I think he was also an athlete of some kind. Mm-hmm. There is also, honestly, the one of the biggest, strongest men on Earth, Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a...
Oh.
I guess a bodybuilder. Oh, guys, honestly, everything I'm going to say about this guy is going to sound crazy and made up.
A bodybuilder? Right. So, Arnie, similar to your Dr. Frankenstein?
Yes. Well, no, he built his own body. It's sort of if Dr. Frankenstein was both the doctor and the monster.
Did he just start as a head or something? Like, how did he build his own body?
I guess he was like a, how do I describe this? On Foon, you know how people are just like jacked? Just like, yeah. Like crazy with muscles.
Well, not all of them. There's some real like 50-pound weaklings down on the beach. Some real scrawny motherfuckers. I like to go down there and kick sand at them.
Well, you know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is sort of like that. But then he became an actor, and he would act like a guy with a lot of muscles in movies.
Oh. Wow, that's impressive.
And then he became a governor.
Oh,
okay. I think you're making this guy up.
And now he just hangs out with goats, I think.
You know, when we traveled back in time to the 1980s and visited you upon Earth when you were simply a 12-year-old boy or something, you told me your favorite Arnold was Arnold the Pig from Green Acres.
That's Arnold Ziffel, yes. Niekamp family...
You knew his last name.
I knew his last name. Well, Niekamp family lore is that maybe I'm named after Arnold Ziffel. It's very unclear.
Wait, how have we buried the lead on this for almost 11 years? That you were named after a pig?
I'm not. I truly, all my life, have never been able to get a straight answer as to why I was named Arnold on my birth certificate, but always called Arnie. My parents would never give me a straight answer. Occasionally, they would say after the pig from Green Acres, but they would say it in that... My dad would say it in that dad way where you weren't sure if it was a joke or if it's real, but he would never give me any kind of other answer.
Interesting.
Very interesting. And you said your dad would always say to your mom, you are my wife?
Look, Chunt, you can establish any detail about me, but please do not besmirch my father, Ron Niekamp.
Oh, Arnie, Usidor, Big Zo.
Oh, yes, that's me.
It looks like someone's walking towards us. I can't... The shadows are kind of casting off the walls.
Hey, guys, it's me, that crossbow you ran into a long time ago. It's me.
Oh, Demonte, the talking crossbow.
Yeah.
Demonte, hey.
What is going on? What the heck are you guys doing here?
We're just traveling on our way to Nibble Bottom.
Oh,
it's
man.
So good to see you.
Wild. That's where I'm going.
Oh, you're going to Nibble Bottom. Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, man, I got to get to Nibble Bottom. There's some people there I need to talk to.
Oh, okay.
What sort of business do you have with these people?
They got some land that I'm interested in.
Oh, you've become a land baron since last we've seen you?
Well, I'm trying to start a juice company.
Oh,
interesting.
And You know, and so I had this idea, you know, people go from town to town and every different town's got their own juice and they get out of a bucket or whatever. And I was sure. Like, and my thing was like, what if I made a, put a little bit of juice inside of something and had a bunch of like little things that I could put the juice in.
Ooh.
And just have those available all around. I could be selling juice in multiple towns.
Sort of like a tiny juice square.
Huh?
Like a tiny juice square that you could could give to small children.
Why a square?
I don't know what the packaging is going to be, if it's going to be in the shape of a square, but it would still be juice. It wouldn't retain its shape once it left the packaging.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought you were trying to get out of the bucket game.
Oh, I mean, definitely that. I mean, who's not, right? These days, all these fucking wizards.
Have you seen the prices on buckets lately?
On buckets.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. I will say, the wizards have done so many evil things, but they've had a lot of economic things they've tried to do that has made the price of buckets skyrocket.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. You're ridiculous. Buckets used to be so cheap.
I will say, probably the main culprit is Bucket Hat, who's an amazing wizard, but he wears a bucket as a hat, so no one kind of knows. Some people are like, maybe I know who that is, but it's kind of a mystery, and I feel like a lot of people don't want to be associated with buckets now.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah, it's kind of like a bad, yeah.
And it used to be that, honestly, like, most things came in buckets. Like, buckets are the main thing.
Ooga, take a look at those legs.
Oh, Demonte's looking out the window there.
Oh, we see. Ooga, hubba.
Oh, Demonte.
Please, Demonte, put your eyes back in your trigger.
Ooh, yeah, put your safety back on, buddy.
Yeah,
restrain your bow, buddy.
Yeah, I gotta get tight.
I must say, anyway. you're looking well. You look much better than the last time we saw you.
Yeah, I was messed up. Last time you guys saw me, I had gotten all kinds of messed up. And
you were part crossbow, part guy, in all the wrong places.
I thought for sure I was about to turn back into a full-on guy, right? Like, that seemed to be the direction it was going, and you know, but then, I just wanted, I just didn't happen. Ended up just being a crossbow. Just turned right back to...
Did you kiss a witch or something?
It was like, no, nothing.
Did you kiss a crossbow?
A week after I saw you guys, like 1 week after I saw you, I like wake up and I'm like, getting up, I'm going about my day. I made it like 3 hours before I like was walking past the mirror of my house, and I like caught a glance of myself, you know, in the corner of your eye, the peripheral vision.
Yeah,
and then I look over and I go, "Yo, where'd all the human parts of my body have gone away?"
Yeah. Oh, that's so sad.
No, I was
spontaneous.
Cool,
Yeah.
Just seemed spontaneous, you know what I mean?
Huh.
Is what it is. I was a crossbow before. I thought I was great. Hey, it would have been fun, but I'm over it, guys. I'm on this juice thing now. I don't need to worry about any of that other stuff.
That's so positive. I don't want to dwell on it. But I want to say, when you woke up and discovered that you were full crossbow again, did you like check your bed to see if any of the part, like where the parts went?
That would have probably been a great thing to do, but I was already a little late for work, so I had to get hustling and get out the door. Nothing was there when I went back that night. I didn't find anything. I don't know. That's all I can say.
That's wild.
It's sometimes, totally normal.
Hey, man, sometimes shit just happens, man.
Yeah, it's totally normal to realize that you're not what you thought you were and immediately divert all your time, attention, and energy and money into a new company, a new endeavor.
Some of my friends' money. Some of my friends and family members' money as well. Yeah.
There was one time about 100 years ago, I was on a quest with a traveling party, and our thief, we had kind of the classic makeup, you know, wizard, fighter, thief.
How would you have a thief in your party?
To sneak into places, unlock locks. They're very useful on a party, on an adventuring party, Arnie. Have you thought about becoming a thief?
How often would he steal things from you?
Every fucking day.
Yeah.
Every fucking day, I'd be like, where's my spoon? It wouldn't even be good stuff. He'd just take my fucking spoon, and then I'm sitting there with a bowl of soup like an idiot. Anyway, one day, the classic fighter, just went up in flames, just spontaneously combusted, burned up to a crisp.
Oh.
We're like, did he kiss a witch? Did he kiss a crossbow? What happened there? And never figured it out. Went about our business, got our asses handed to us, never got the gems out of that cave.
Whoa. And why this story?
Oh, we were just saying things that happen spontaneously sometimes that you can't do anything about.
I was dragging it, man. I was dragging it. I get you, man. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes just shit happens.
Sometimes it's a fighter. Sometimes it's a, you know.
Right.
Just, you go to sleep, you wake up, and you a crossbow again.
I will say, conversationally, we're at the perfect point where we could tell any story, and it would fit us talking about how sometimes random shit just happens.
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to make Damante not feel like this is something unusual that happened. Thank you. Yeah, exactly. Sometimes crazy things happen, and then as soon as we failed in our mission to get those gems, we all decided to go into the creatine business. That also failed.
The supplement?
Yeah, the supplement.
Oh, is that the one that comes in buckets?
Not anymore. Ugh, yeah. Buckets. Ugh.
Unbelievable, man. Buckethead, unbelievable.
I hate these buckets. I hate these fucking buckets. Damante, what do you have any plans to name your juice company? Anything specific?
You know, I haven't figured that out yet. Yeah. You know, that's kind of what I'm doing here. I'm sort of kind of walking through all the towns that I'm going to be selling the juice in and trying to just sort of vibe out, you know, pick up the energy of the area, you know, and see if something comes to me. So
smart.
Yeah, yeah. I saw this great little tavern you guys got here. I figured I'd pop in and catch up.
And we can help you get to your final destination. It's a perfect... Yeah. Storm of circumstances. I'm inspired by the fact that as a crossbow, you have the capability to fire a bolt, a steel bolt, directly into an enemy or a wall. What if you called it bolt of juice? A bolt of juice.
Oh,
is that exciting?
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exciting. That's a good
bolt
one.
Of juice.
Bolt of juice.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just brainstorming here. I'm just coming up with ideas.
No, I love it. I honestly had not even thought of anything that would be connected to me as a crossbow, as a name of my juice company. So that's, but personalizing, I mean, hey, look, you know, it works. You humanize it, you know.
You're so charming, and you should be the face of this brand for sure.
Oh, that's flattering.
Yeah, I guess it's a fair point. Just because you're a crossbow doesn't mean everything has to be crossbow related. That said, have you thought about just healthy living things? Your whole platform is called like CrossFit.
Then it's more of a lifestyle thing than just the juice.
Yeah, I think that sounds kind of cool. See, people get together a couple times a week, hang out, try to lift stuff up, yell, maybe get together every couple months or moon cycles and brace each other.
Sure.
Man, I don't know, man.
I wouldn't want to do it, but it sounds like a catchy name.
Yeah, we're sort of treading on your... This is your thing. We're not trying to take it over.
No worries. I appreciate it. What's going on with you guys? I mean, you know, it seems like you got to get to the town, but why?
Oh, well, we are trying to amass a group of heroes willing to help us finally take on those wizards in Bucket Hat so that we can assure that prices come down and the evil ways of the wizards who are warring amongst themselves will come to an end. I'm the only one who isn't participating. I've just been hanging out with these guys.
Wait, this is the mission, but not your mission.
Oh, no, I'm just saying I'm not one of the wizards. I'm not like these other wizards.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not trying to do this to, like, push my own thing, my own agenda.
You're a wizard?
Yes, I've always been a wizard, yes.
Really?
The big blue hat.
Back when I met you before, you were a wizard?
Big pointy hat, big long gray beard. No,
you fucking with me. You're not a wizard.
No, I've always been a wizard. What do you think
Come on.
Do you think I was?
Are you sure you didn't just wake up one day and look in the mirror and you're like, oh shit, I'm a wizard now?
No. I woke
Anybody,
up.
Anybody could buy that hat, dude. Let's be real. Anybody could buy that hat.
I tell you this now. I swear by the goddesses that I did walk upon this world fully formed as you see me now, for they demanded that there be a champion for goodness and righteousness, and the birds and the rain and the wind and the fire, they spake, and thus Usador was born into this world.
Sure, buddy. Sure.
Come on. What do you fuck?
No, let's take a break, and maybe you can conjure up a spell or something to prove.
I'll prove
that you're a wizard. And
to prove I'm a wizard after all this time.
We'll be right back.
Hey, listener, it's Zach Harper, Amin El-Hassan, and Anthony Mays of Cinephobe. You may be asking yourself, what is Cinephobe? Amin, would you like to fill in the people?
Cinephobe is the podcast where Zach and I watch movies that are poorly rated on Rotten Tomatoes and try to ascertain.
We're trying to ascertain?
Yes.
Okay.
Ascertain. Whether or not they're accurately poorly rated, or maybe they didn't get a fair shake. Cinephobe, produced by this guy, Anthony Mays.
Hey, that's me. I produced this show. I also watch the movies, even though that wasn't included in the description, and I also ascertain. This month is...
Whoa!
Oh, Maze, why do you say that? Supercharge it. So that this promo can remain evergreen.
I feel like explaining a little bit more.
In 60 seconds?
I don't know. Maybe I don't bring attention to it. Assuring people like, look, if you listen, you're going to get it. Just give it time.
That's a good promo. Just listen to it.
Give it time.
You'll figure it out.
Is this the promo right now?
Isn't it?
Okay, I think we got it.
Cinephobe.
Wherever you get podcasts.
You know, it's funny you should mention it about the hats. I was going to save this for later, but I actually bought a couple copies of Usador's hat, and I thought, you know, just a fun fashion thing to do. So, like, I have one for me, I have one for you, Chunt, and DeMonte, I think this little one would fit you as well.
Oh, you got to put that on me, a crossbow with a hat.
Look
at me.
You think that makes you a wizard? I dare you to conjure anything.
Alakazam, Alakazoo.
Shit, that
Whoa!
Worked.
A tiny little zoo! Look, there's a tiny little zoo. It's a bunch of animals.
Wow. Oh, that's even impressive for me.
Wow.
I don't have to take care of this zoo.
This is a huge responsibility.
You really should take care of them. I mean, they're going to need food. They're going to need some sort of hay to lay down in, water, training, of course.
Alakazoo, Alaka drought.
That's a slow way to kill that zoo. I mean, you're a crossbow man. There's a much more humane way you can kill these animals.
Let's go sit over here.
Oh, they all turn to dust, we assume, in 6 to 7 months.
But yeah, DeMonte's got a good idea. Let's move to another side of the tavern.
Oh, yeah, let's just come over here for a second.
Away from the sad dying zoo.
Hubba, 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 hubba.
Even better on this side.
Ah, la, la, la. Me likey. What me see.
DeMonte, how is your love life going these days?
Oh, well, not so great. I've been so focused on this big idea of mine. I haven't had any time to connect with anybody. And, you know, to be honest, it would be unfair for me to try. I'm really married to this goal.
Oh, sure.
Now, I did have a clarifying question about the whole juice thing.
Yeah.
Is it any kind of juice? Or are you focusing on, like, orange juice, apple juice?
I'm gonna hit the big, you know, the big ones, you know, orange, apple. But I got a couple my own little, you know. I got some surprises out there, you know.
Okay.
Ham.
Okay.
Ham juice. Okay.
Ham juice.
All right. You don't normally juice a ham, but I suppose. I suppose if you press apples to get juice out of them, you could press a ham just as easily.
The bone.
Huh?
I hope the juice is off the bone.
Ooh.
I just know, you know, if you go into a diner in Foon, you can get ham on the bone, but I hope this juice is off the bone. I assume
I'll be sourcing all my juice from on the bone ham.
Okay. Bone juice. I think bone juice might be something. Keep that in the
bone
back
burner. Juice. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Bone juice.
No, come on. I don't like the direction this is going.
Right.
Do not try to sell me bone juice. Fool me once.
This tavern's about to have some bone juice, if you know what I'm saying.
Clearly, DeMonte is a leg man.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, you know, but here, the thing is, guys, I sure would love to meet a lady if you know any of any.
Oh, of course, but DeMonte, this is tough to ask. Are you mostly into, like, crossbows, or do you like...
just other crossbows?
Yeah, I don't know if that's, like, if you find crossbows attractive.
I date anything and everybody, sure. You know.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever considered dating a tavern? I mean, I guess I don't know for certain, but I've never seen this tavern on a date with someone.
Yeah, I just don't know if it will work out, you know. I mean, I'm definitely attracted to the tavern. Don't get me wrong. It's an attractive tavern, but I don't know. It's always on the move. Mm-hmm. It's got to serve a bunch of other people. When does a tavern ever have time for me?
Yeah. It's a tough schedule.
Yeah.
To have people eating, drinking, and sleeping inside of you.
Yeah. And constantly moving.
Constantly on the move. Well, what are you looking for? Are you looking for someone who can complement your best features, or someone who has similar interests, or are you looking for sort of a yin-yang kind of thing?
I'm looking for, like, a little female mouse in a polka dot dress.
Okay.
Okay.
Very specific. Very helpful.
I like how you went from, I don't know, man, I'll date anything, to a little mouse in this exact outfit.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, you asked me. I got specific. Sure.
Well, that's great. That's
great.
But
I'm open.
We do know a little mouse. Last I checked, though, she was dating a hot dog.
Oh.
So I'm sorry about that. If that situation changes, I'll let you know.
Yeah, let me know. I mean, maybe somebody will just eat that hot dog and problem solved.
Between you and me, she tends to date things that can very easily rot or be eaten.
Yeah.
Oh.
She has a type.
Weird.
Yeah, it's strange. But that's our Momo. Anyway.
Were you gonna prove that you're a wizard or not? I mean, we'd be like,
oh yeah,
waiting for like you to do a spell. Or something.
I don't feel like I need to prove myself after all this time, but I can. I will.
I produced and destroyed a tiny zoo.
All right,
we produced
I'll try
a
to
tiny
do
zoo.
Something. Let me look around here. Let me see. I know. I can cast this spell.
Mead got 5 degrees hotter.
Yeah, you just...
I think.
I've warmed up all your drinks.
Yeah, you produced laryngitis.
Oh, yeah. And it seems like we all have laryngitis.
Oh, no.
Oh, both of you produced little horses.
That's right. My little horse is in your throats, though.
All right. Well played, wizard. Well played.
You won this round, Usador.
Oh, throat horse. That's something.
Zonin. I don't feel any further need to prove myself to anyone. So remove those hats.
No.
What?
You don't get a demand that we take these hats off.
Yeah, I don't remember that part of the deal.
You're just going to sit here and let people think you're a wizard all day?
Yeah, your culture is our costume.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, let's see. Let's see if I can try and make a spell to where wizards drink half off tonight. Anything happen?
I don't know. I guess we got to order some drinks to find out.
Yeah. I mean, also, technically, I own this bar, so.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
you did it. You did
so
it.
So? That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
I don't know. Magic can be subtle, right?
Yeah.
I suppose you could have been influenced.
Excuse me.
Oh, a little mouse in a polka dot dress.
Oh, whoa. Well, hello.
Excuse me. I can't find my family, and I was hoping you wizards could help me.
Okay. How old is this mouse? Yeah,
I guess I should have let the mouse introduce itself.
Oh, yeah. You can't find your whole family?
I'm on a family vacation with my adult siblings and my parents.
Okay, oh, so your siblings are adults.
But you are also
I'm of a consenting age.
Oh, okay.
Which is
22.
Perfect. Just say yeah, perfect. Okay.
Wheelhouse.
I mean, the good news is not weird. Bad news is goes on vacations with his adult siblings.
I mean, you've got to assume that it's a family.
It's a recurring yearly thing. Honestly, I wanted to stay home this year and just work on my interior design.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to hear more about that. Well, let's see if we can help you find your family.
Can you cast
You want us to cast a spell?
Yeah, cast the spell to find the family.
If you're a wizard, go ahead. Cast a spell. Find the mouse's family. I dare you.
I mean, is that how spells work? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a tracking spell. Yeah, certainly.
Okay, well, all right, so here's what we got, lady. My man Usador here said he'll do a tracking spell if you want him to do that.
Oh, wait, hold on. Excuse me, I'm Arnold. I can do a spell. See,
there you go.
I'm going to wag my finger, my magic wizard finger, and we're all going to follow it, and it's going to take you to your family. Oh, everyone follow me. Oh, it's taking us to the kitchen. Oh.
Wow.
All right.
That's incredible. Thank you, Mr. Wizard.
Yeah, they're probably in here somewhere.
There they are.
Wow. Hey, man. Why are you cock-blocking me?
Oh, shit.
I wasn't ever planning on finding their family.
Oh, shit. Oh, Demonte. I'm so sorry.
She was right here, the girl of my dreams.
Arnie, it looks like the little mouse is tugging on your pants to give you a kiss as a reward.
What?
Can I give you a little kiss, Mr. Wizard?
No, thank you. No.
Too late. I'm of consenting age, so I can do whatever I want.
So many mouse kisses in front of the show.
Well, goodbye. I have to. Me and my family are late to get naked to the water park. Bye.
Did you say get naked to the water park?
I don't know why you'd have to do that. Be naked at a water park?
And they all just ran in the bathroom.
Oh my god, man. Hey, man. That was messed up what you just did back there.
Well, Arnie, that was fucked.
Right in my face, dude.
I'm so sorry, Demonte.
And you knew. I told you.
I know. You're right. I'm a bad friend. Okay. What's your... I'll help you out. What is your second most attractive
thing? No,
oh,
Arnie,
wow.
No. So we can get them here and you can make out with them again right in front of me.
Arnie, here's
you
how it works.
You think I'm some kind of fool?
You tell us what your type
is,
and then we're going to have Demonte
hit
on them. So, Arnie, what's your type?
Well, a wheel. A wheel, like a wheel from a wagon. Like a wheel from a wagon with big tits. I don't know.
It's very specific, and I've never heard you say anything like that.
Be cool. Someone's rolling over.
Whoa. Yowzers.
Hello, boys.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Hello, ma'am.
What are the odds? Oh, sorry, I'm rolling all over the place.
Oh.
Pardon my tits.
Oh, man. You're excused.
PMT, if you will. Pardon my tits.
All right.
That's my favorite NPR show.
Oh, you know of NPR?
Oh, what is NPR in Foon?
No princes are real.
I love that station.
Yes.
I listen to it all the time with my adopted children that I take care of back at home.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm glad you take care of children because people who don't take care of things are awful in my book. For I just rolled past a tiny little zoo that seemed to be going thirsty.
Unbelievable. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go put some water in that zoo right now.
Thank you. That would mean the... My hero, would you bend down so I could kiss you?
Yeah.
My mouth is over here.
Oh, hey, Arnie. Arnie, look me in the eyes.
Oh, I'm so jealous. Oh, shit. He accidentally shot her.
Oh, no.
I'm so sorry.
We forgot you're a crossbow.
I'm so sorry. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
No, it's I'm made of wood. It just went on one of my spokes.
Oh. That was a close one.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's, ooh, oh, good.
It's
oh,
fine.
Good.
It's fine.
You're good? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Honest mistake. No worries.
Thank
no
goodness.
Harm done.
Now, where were we?
Thanks. It's, you know, actually, I realize that I'm married. I'm sorry.
Huh. Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Bye. Bye, boys.
Huh. She didn't seem too upset by that.
Yeah.
What do you think of that, Arnold?
Well, you know what? We're totally even now. I'm mad and I'm disappointed, but we're even.
Okay.
Well, well, well. Someone thought I wasn't a wizard. Who do you think just conjured a family of mice and a wagon wheel with big titties?
Wait, you did that?
I did all... That was all me, baby. That was all me. You think that... You think a wagon wheel...
We already believed you.
Yes, but I was tired of being mocked and questioned, so I went out of my way to make your greatest fantasies come to life.
You got so mad at us that you decided to fulfill our sexual fantasies?
Well, and knowing that that you couldn't resist undermining one another, I left you to fly in the wind like a bunch of imbeciles.
Okay. And what did you get out of it?
I got a...
What? What?
Is that your kink?
Pervert.
Now that I think about it, the wagon wheel was blue. The little mouse was blue. Her whole family was blue. The little petting zoo was blue.
Wait a second. Yeah. Did I not make that petting zoo?
I also conjured the petting zoo to make you think you were a wizard. And then I killed everyone in the zoo to make you still think you were a wizard.
Oh, dude.
I'm feeling particularly petty today.
You are wild, man. You are wild. Well, you definitely are a wizard.
Usador, have you begun turning to evil like all the other wizards?
As we grow closer to where the other wizards have set up their encampments, why, their influence must be causing me to do these terrible things.
Is that a chain going from your wallet to your belt buckle?
Yes, of course. I want to be able to find
you,
my...
You didn't have that earlier.
I wanted to. It's easy to find your wallet this way.
That's worse than we thought.
Maybe as you get closer.
I don't think so at all. But I do have a new idea I want to tell you all about. I think that you should all each buy a plot of land where you can be buried in the future. But this plot of land isn't like the normal plots of land that you normally buy in a cemetery. No, these are created by building blocks up in chains. And that way, I call it crypto. And you can be buried here in this crypto. What do you guys think? Do you want to buy into my crypto?
I think he's becoming more of a dick. He's got a pack of cigarettes rolled up in his robe.
Is that a fidget spinner?
Oh, yes. Well, of course, I have to keep myself occupied. Let's take a break while we think of a way to protect me from the influence of those evil wizards.
He's trying to make this about him all of a sudden.
Anybody want a bone juice? Bone juice? Bone juice?
It's, no. It's just not working, man. It's not.
Okay, yeah.
Fear not. I have fashioned this hat out of very thin metal and have fixed it around mine head. Aye, and it is made entirely of aluminum to protect me from those wizards and their evil forces.
Okay, well, that should do the trick.
I hope so. I do hope so. But have you seen my new cart? It's got all sorts of weird angles on it. It's a big cart with crazy angles everywhere.
Oh, yeah. No, you got one of those. Did you get one of those fancy
cyber
carts? Oh, no, man.
No.
You shouldn't have gotten that. That costs a lot of money, man.
Oh, but look at how futuristic it is.
Dude, what future, man? Hold on a second, though. Your story about crypto has given me an idea. Buried fields.
Okay.
Ooh, berry fields. Who doesn't want juice from berry fields?
Oh,
berry
fields. I want it.
I think that might be the name of my juice company.
That's a pretty good name.
It's a good name.
It's a great name, Berry Fields.
I'm going to put that down on my little book.
Yeah. You know, when you said buried fields, the first thing I thought was, since you can't use buckets anymore, what if you just filled coffins with juice?
Yeah. Yeah. And I could have a bunch of coffins set up in every town, and people would just know they could go there and get juice out of the coffin.
But yeah. Bone juice was dumb. Okay,
yeah. I couldn't have been the only person that thought that when I heard Buried Fields, right?
Buried Fields.
How is Barry spelled? I guess it could be either way. Barry Fields.
Yeah. I think it would be like you want people to think you're talking about people who were buried.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But we're actually like, no, man, these fields have so many berries.
Mm-hmm.
The fields are buried.
Yeah.
Buried in berries.
Buried in berries. And ham.
And ham. Right. Oops, and ham. All berries. And ham. DeMonte, how much money did you get from your friends and family for all of this?
How much?
Yeah.
In total?
Yeah, you said you had a lot of investment from friends and family.
Yeah.
Like
15 million.
15 million?
15 million?
15 million gold?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of gold.
Well, my mom had won the lottery.
Oh.
And it was great because, you know, we had some other family members who were dealing with some health issues. But I said, look, you give me the money, we get this juice thing off the ground, we'll be able to help out everybody with their health issues.
That was a year or so ago.
So those other relatives, unfortunately, they have not made it. But
But luckily, you invested in all these coffins.
Well, not yet. I mean, you just gave me that great idea. I'm gonna have to drum up some new investors for the coffin.
Well, I mean, it's really a way to stick it to the whole bucket industry is be like, well, we don't even need you. We have coffins now.
I love that idea. I love that idea. It's revolutionary without being revolutionary, and it'll sell us some juice.
You know what I like about it? I like that it's disruptive. Everything should be disruptive. Everything needs to be disrupted.
No, here, Usador, take my hat, too. You might need extra hats to stop these bad ideas from coming.
Okay. If you insist. I still feel like the bad ideas are coming in. I might need a couple more hats.
Oh, man, I just got this one.
You
can take our hats.
Well, I feel like all the bad ideas are gone, and now I'm the only one wearing a hat.
DeMonte, have you considered if you have all these millions in gold? I mean, obviously, you should definitely do this Buried Fields thing with the juice. But would you also be interested in investing in the future of Foon? I mean,
you said I've spent most of the money already.
What did you spend it on?
Oh, man, well, you know, just basic startup costs.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they're just, everybody, you know, that's crazy. And then I had a guy draw some pictures of, like, what the fields would look like.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Oh, some papers fell out of your...
Those are the pictures.
What do arrows go into? What's that thing called?
A quiver?
My quiver?
Your quiver. Oh my.
What?
Yeah. Oh my goddesses, look. That's the most realistic mouse drawing I've ever seen.
Oh yeah, I actually did spend a lot of the money having the same guy who drew the pictures of the fields. I had him draw a number of pictures of the mouse that I drew that I love.
Huh. Okay.
I don't know why I'm sticking on the part. Like, how much did you pay someone to draw a field? Like, how much did you pay someone to just draw a field?
That was only about, I'd say, 100,000 gold for just for the field.
Is this piece of paper here, is this the drawing of the field? Because this is just like a line, like, near the top of a piece of paper. Is this the field drawing?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Huh.
I mean, that's pretty much what it is, if you were to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, it is a field.
We gotta get into the drawing game.
We gotta.
Everyone knows that artists make the most money, so... DeMonte, I don't want to criticize, but I'm a little concerned about this upcoming land deal that you're negotiating with the people in Nibblebottom. If you don't have any resources to purchase the land.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I got a little bit for that. I've got a little allocated, you know, for that. And I've got some boots on the ground up there already, you know, wetting the wheels a little bit, as they say.
Okay.
And I'm also planning on squatting on a couple pieces of property and, you know, just sort of staying there until the people who own it get so frustrated they leave.
They just give up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, boys. Did someone say wetting the wheel?
No one said that.
Hello. Okay, my bad. Oh.
Easter, did you do that?
Is that still her?
It's just it's going to it'll dissipate in a couple hours. You know, if anyone
can we
needs...
all agree to stop making things that will slowly die in the next couple hours?
Yeah, no. It seems like she seemed pretty conscious. Are they aware that they're going to dissipate?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why she's really going for it, you know? I think she knows she only has a couple hours to, like, really, like...
Oh, she is. Look, she's riding that mechanical bull.
She can stay on that thing.
It's difficult. Yeah. Very difficult. It's a wheel with, with
the
large
arrow
bosoms.
The arrow in her face is helping.
Those tits are going everywhere.
Everywhere.
She's still kind of rolling on the bull, so they're bouncing down and up and side to walkaways and sideways.
And, and for the listeners at home, we didn't mention this, but those things are not symmetrical in any way, shape, or form.
No.
Anyway, I just want to be sure, DeMonte, if you're concerned at all and you're looking for angel investors, I'm always looking to part with my gold.
Oh, well, yeah, no, that would definitely be great. I would definitely, whatever you would like to, you know, put into it, you know, obviously working title, you know, buried fields. But I think, you know, like I said, I'm still open to a lot of ideas, but I really think this is going to be big.
I would love to just invest 1,000 gold. How then would I be bought into the business, a silent partner? What do I get in return?
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, there's about $1 million in already on the business.
Okay.
So, you know, 1,000.
Okay, 10,000.
Okay, 10,000. Great.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, so like what are you talking about? Like what kind of access are you going to have?
That's right.
Yeah, great. Well, I have a kind of a tier setting to it.
Ooh.
You know, so basically, you know, the different type that you decide to kick in to help me start this, you know, business, a different tier. So, like, the first tier, you're going to get a personalized letter from me thanking you for your contribution. You know, tier two, you're going to get, you know, sort of monthly pictures that were like send pictures out of like, you know, what's going on with the juice and what's the juice gang doing and what, you know, what are the juice guys up to?
Let's not run past juice guys and the juice gang is also a pretty good name.
That is pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that's my marketing team. You know, so I've got them in place, like I said, on foot already in these towns.
Wow.
But then we've got tier three. Now, this is 50,000 gold. This is...
Okay.
But in tier three, you're going to get a, you know, and it's something that I've just kind of developed, but it's basically like a small circular frisbee, for lack of a better word. That actually has information burned into it.
Oh.
And you use a small light stick to get the information off. Wow. And on that are a little like short animated pictures of fruits.
Whoa.
I'm in.
I want to see these. Wait, CDs. That's it. We'll call them DVDs.
Yeah.
DeMonte, if I'm being honest, you probably didn't need to explain any of that. Usador usually just gives all his money away.
Oh, okay.
I just found 50,000 gold when I was going through a nearby dungeon. It's all the money I have, but I'll gladly give it to you right now. Here's a little trunk
filled
with all the gold.
Great. This is perfect.
Oh, what a relief.
I'll go ahead and toss in. Sign me up for 8 million.
What?
8 million? Whoa, yeah. Okay.
I didn't want to tell you guys, but my mom also won the lottery. And
what?
Wow.
I feel like a lot of people I know, their moms have won the lottery. So let's just, you know, let's just pass. It's all going to come back to me threefold, right? So
hey, that'll get me 8 buckets. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, buckets.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, buckets these days. Oh, it's a nightmare.
DeMonte, Chung, do you mind if I read an email from a listener?
Oh, that'd be great, man. I think that's awesome.
All right. Sure, go ahead.
Let's see here. A listener emailed us. You can always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies.
Arnie,
is a real email address. Yes?
Chunt didn't say yes. Demonte and I agree.
No, I'm sorry. And also, Usador, it's Arnold.
Arnold, so sorry.
Thank you, Usador.
Arnie, it's Arnold.
I vote present.
Okay. That's good enough, I think.
Easy.
You can always email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or you can join our Patreon, which as of now doesn't have tiers. But still, you could join our Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern and also message us there. Here's the message. Hello, all, including potential guests. So that's for you, DeMonte.
Oh, okay.
It is my obligation to inform you that I am coming. I have my shirt, and I am willing to throw myself in front of a fireball or any such spell for the goddesses. DeMonte, basically, we're working on a plan to try to move people from Earth to Foon. We don't know exactly how we're going to do that yet, but we're encouraging people to buy t-shirts that say, I'm moving to Foon. That's sort of part of it, basically.
Okay.
He goes on to write, I have a feeling that most of your recruits will be coming from the United States because of their proximity to the portal, but I volunteer to lead the British contingent once we are there. Please use the attached image as my CV. Don't die, Andy. Let me turn my computer screen.
What the fuck, Arnie? That's a lot of tabs open with mouses. Mises? Mices.
You gotta put a dress on those mice.
Gotta put a dress on those mice.
Okay, well, sorry. Yeah, let me close those.
Okay.
There he goes. I'm moving to Foon. He's got ripped. One of those shirts.
This is a jacked dude.
He's kind of doing like a muscle pose, but thumbs are... It's hard to tell if his thumbs are pointing at himself or you're supposed to grab onto them.
I think he's about to use them as weapons.
Those are the longest thumbs I've ever seen.
They are long thumbs, so that could kick be sand useful in the fight against the wizards.
Johnny Long Thumbs, or whatever your name was, welcome aboard.
Also, Andy's facial expression...
Andy,
look,
shit.
Andy, you're great. We like you. Thank you for buying the shirt. Your facial expression, I'm not sure what you're trying to convey. It sort of looks like maybe you're pooping standing up.
And folks, buy a shirt, send us a picture, and we'll roast your ass.
It's true. There's a link in the show notes to our Dashry store to get the Moving to Foon shirt. Look, we cannot promise that means you'll be one of the first people that gets to move to Foon, but it couldn't hurt.
Andrew, we thank thee for purchasing this garment and for preparing the British invasion of Foon.
Andy, I hope when you get to Foon, you... help yourself to some tasty ham juice right out of a coffin.
Oh, yeah.
It's from good friends at Buried Fields.
Oh, it's funny it sounds how so good. Acclimated. I'm getting so thirsty.
Used to drinking juice out of a coffin just by this conversation tonight. Now I'm thirsty for juice out of a coffin.
Yeah, it's all I want now.
It sells itself.
I think my idea of small squares was pretty stupid now that I think about it, when we could have had a coffin the whole time.
Yeah, you said it.
If you just had a little square that you could just stick a straw in.
You're talking about boxes?
Yeah, you're talking about a box.
Oh, all this time I thought you were suggesting it would come in like a two-dimensional object.
Why didn't you just say boxes?
You're talking about like some kind of juice box?
I'm talking about a juice square. If you want to call it a box, I suppose...
And then you just lick it off the square?
No,
you lick the juice off the square?
No one thinks it's two-dimensional but you.
So you're talking about a juice cube.
Fair enough.
You're talking about a juice cube.
I am talking about a juice cube. You're right. I misspoke.
Juice cube. You know that's how Andy's going to say it. Can I have a juice cube?
He's...
Man. How dare you write into us?
Yeah, this is coming from three guys who are unroastable, talking about us three hosts. Of course, the guest is, but you could always roast a crossbow.
He'll jam his giant finger in the back of your head and go, excuse me, can I have a juice?
Andy, you're the best. We love you.
Andy, it's not too late to steer clear and save yourself from a toxic relationship cycle. Usador the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adil Rafai. DeMonte, the magical talking crossbow, was brought to life by special guest Colton Dunn. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least two new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, including how to gift someone a Patreon subscription and really teach them a lesson, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Anna Haverman. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.